Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 6th, 2024. And I'm very grateful you could be with me and you chose to be with me. This is an honor and a privilege, of course, for me. These podcasts are shared with you by people who write in to me from time to time, listening to my TV programs, watching my TV programs, past podcasts, things like that. They're random, and I like to choose the ones that I think are most prevalent, let's say, for everybody's life. So I'm hoping that whenever I offer you this podcast, that it serves you well. And that maybe it's your question that you maybe never thought of or just didn't choose to share. This question comes from Manny in Nevada, and that's all he says. And he talks about his difficulty in letting things go. Little things, big things, his mind's always occupied with some kind of problem or situation, and he wanted to know, how do I let go of these things that bother me? Manny, the only thing I can say to you is, first of all, a lot of this is in your mental acuity that you inherited from your family. And if you read Robert Sapolsky's work, Behave, or you read Determined by Robert Sapolsky, you will learn the science of all of this, which I won't go into because it's very complicated. And with every person, it's a little bit different. So I want you to understand my answer is not based on any religious premise or even psychological premise. It's just science, and it's the science of how our minds work and what lives inside of our unconscious mind. And then there's the traits that we inherit through genetic dispositions about worrying about most everything. We have, as Robert Sapolsky points out in his book, Determined, no free will. And I have, as a teacher, I have known this for years. I mean, even in myself, I have watched these constant impulses going on within me. They never cease. They never relent. They're constantly there, pounding, because the human body brings with it all sorts of genetic dysfunctions and obsessions and compulsions that turn into vengeance and pride and vanity and all of that. So the human body is just a plethora of things that go on within it that have to do with right, wrong, good, bad, and, obsession, impulse, compulsion, impulse. So with all that being said, and that is just not even barely scratching the surface of the science of it all, I am going to try to answer your question. The reason we have a difficulty in letting go is because of our idea of ourselves that is impulsed upon us, as I said earlier, through our willfulness. We are determined as individuals to live from our body and the impulses of our body. And in an authentic spiritual practice, a practice whereby you are working on transcendence, these impulses are recognized as the culprits of great dismay and problems. So I, too, have this same gene in me that you have. I worry about the strangest things when I'm, let's say, laying in bed about to go to sleep, and my unconscious mind starts filling up my mind with, you know, if it's raining real hard, where are the deer sleeping? That's one of my big ones. Where are the animals? Are they safe? Blah, 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 things like that. I go through the course of my day in my mind when I go to sleep. It does this automatically, Manny. It's not something I try to inflict upon myself. And I think about the counseling I've done, and did I help this person, and what can I do that would help them a little bit more understand the process of spiritual awakening, that kind of thing. And I've learned over the years of my life, and I share this with you, I don't know if it will help you, that all of this worrying is nothing but assumption and presumption on the part of Gregory Edward Penn's mind. It's just the way his mind operates. And I have learned that it is useless and unnecessary. It does not provide any kind of authentic insight or loving kindness. So with all that being said, I realize it's just noise. And it's kickback from Greg after a day, let's say, of working with people that can be very difficult, because people are difficult. My students are difficult. So I just dismiss it. The noise goes on. I watch my breathing. I take this kind of very slow breath before I go to sleep at night. Very slow inhale. And very slow exhale. And I keep my focus on the point between the inhale and the exhale. That's where I focus my attention. I use the breath as a means of distraction from what Greg is worrying about the deer in the forest. And I just breathe in. Watch that gap between the inhale and the exhale. And I do this over and over. After about, in the beginning of this little exercise years ago, after about a half hour of this, I'm asleep. But now it's about 5 minutes, and it works very well for me. You might want to try it. You have to stay with it. You have to look for that gap between that space between the breath in and the breath out. Why? Because it's in that gap that you will find your inner peace. It is in that gap where we call it no mind, a mind no longer seeking right, wrong, good, bad. It's not drawing its energy from the unconscious mind, which is wanting to torment Greg. And that's the way I think is in third person. I watch Greg, and I understand what he is up to, and I do not condemn him. I do not condone him. I just let him be Greg, and I observe what is going on in what Greg thinks of as his priorities, and I dismiss it by no longer talking to it, no longer thinking about it. I merely watch my breath. And if you do this and you watch that gap between one breath and another, you will enter into, so to speak, a quasi-meditation. And that meditation will bring about a deeper peace and the essence of a deeper peace. So it's a very simple little exercise. It's not something that's beyond your abilities, but it's going to take focus, and it's going to break from the habit of worrying before you go to sleep at night and worrying about anything. And when you start worrying during the day, you can use this very same exercise. If you get really good at the exercise, then guess what? You can do it wherever you are, and you can watch that and take 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there in your day, and all of a sudden you've turned your day into a spiritual practice, an authentic one, and you won't be stuck looking at things or thinking about things that really aren't that important. That, to me, the basis of all beginning spiritual practices is to recognize the futility of the mechanism that is our ego, our vanity, our pride, our emotions, to recognize what that's all about. I hope that helps you. And if you need more help, Manny, just text me and I'll be happy to help you. You have my number. And thank you for your beautiful question. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow with another question. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.